Germany has a fairly open attitude toward sex, and it's not hard to find sex shops in many neighborhoods in German cities. But those shops are largely the domain of men. Now, the country's largest adult entertainment company is opening a chain of erotic shops aimed at women. Gone are the pornographic magazines and videos and the sordid, secretive atmosphere. It's all been replaced by a bright and airy environment that resembles any upscale boutique. Except, as Kyle James reports, the focus is on sex and sensuality.
At the grand opening in Hamburg of Germany's new sex shop chain geared toward women, there wasn't a pole dancer or thong wearer in sight. Just well-dressed men and women sipping champagne and listening as an actress in a bustier reads them what at first sounds like a bedtime story.
Ihre Mutter gilt als Pionierin in Sachen Aufklärung und Sexualität.
But this is a story for grown-ups. The main character is a fictional woman named May, who isn't embarrassed about her sexuality. She embraces it, wants to talk about it, and isn't shy about buying a few aids now and then to help her express it. But a run-of-the-mill sex shop isn't really for her. Now she's got her own erotic soft shop.
Soft shop means you come in the shop and you get an erotic inspiration.
Yvette Nayorka is a student at Berlin's University of the Arts. She and four other female students came up with the concept of the shop and its name, May B. May as in the name, B as in the initial. It's a play on words. It has associations to that sex symbol from an earlier era, Mae West. But it also sounds like the English word maybe, as in maybe, maybe not, maybe alone, maybe together.
We did a lot of research. For instance, we read studies about female sexuality, and we make discussions with women between 25 and 55 from our social groups.
They found that the women they asked were enthusiastic about having a sex shop of their own. They wanted it to be bright and spacious, and to have a mix of products like sexy lingerie, erotic games, body oils, and creams. They weren't interested in pornography or video booths. Monika Wilg was at the opening.
I think the desires of women are simply more romantic, maybe more indirect than those of men. Women want more playfulness. I can imagine that the store will appeal to a unique female sensuality, and that women could find something there that they've been looking for a long time.
The shop itself is designed to put women at ease. It develops as you go in, starting out easy up front with the sexy intimate apparel, then progressing to the candied rose petals and chocolate body paint. As you head toward the back, things get a little harder. The section called Girl's Best Friend features vibrators and other sex toys laid out on satin pillows. The back wall features leather, latex, and handcuffs, even a whip or two. Otto Christian Lindemann is the CEO of Beate Usa, Maybe's parent company.
We are quite sure there's a very, very big market for this kind of shop, because there's a new trend, especially in the Western world. There's Sex in the City, just for example. And we are quite sure that we are able to pick up this feeling of the people and set up a new shop system in the European shopping world.
The company's already become Europe's biggest erotica group and is now aiming to get a foothold in the U.S. by buying the Penthouse brand name. Tonight, though, daughter May B is the focus, and the shop has gotten a thumbs up from most of the women here, including 24-year-old Patricia.
It's nice to be here to look at those sex toys and touch them, talk about them. What's this? It's very small, looks like a mobile phone, or what's this?
Despite the fact that women are the focus, men are welcome too, just as long as they behave themselves. For NPR News, I'm Kyle James in Berlin.